Welcome to this Friday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Later today, our guest will be small business owner and entrepreneur John Gish of Woodland Stairs in Modesto, California. And Woodland Stairs builds high-end stair railings for homes throughout California. And Chuck, as we'll talk to John today, I can't imagine being a small business owner in the construction business in California right now.
Well, Dave, it is really, really tough. And as you said, California is one of those very hard hit areas, and construction has been very hard hit. And it's interesting because in the midst of this very trying, difficult economy, no matter where you are, what industry you may be in, there are always opportunities, and we can't be blinded to those at any time. We have to keep our eyes open.
Well, Chuck, in a recent Money Life program, you quoted Bill Gates when he said that he predicts that unemployment or the joblessness rate may go up as high as 10%. And 10% would be an astronomical jump from where we are today. Are there really still opportunities out there?
Well, Dave, I think Bill predicted a 9% unemployment rate next year, and others are saying even into the double digits. So either way, it's going to get tougher, and people are going to lose their job. And what my concern is that they lose hope, and they stop relying on the Lord in the midst of that they panic and freeze up. But, you know, Dave, we should never get fearful and shut down. There's always something we can do. And I like to say that what people aren't shut off from, no matter how bad the economy gets, is ideas. God can always give you a new idea. I love the story of how Levi Strauss got started. In fact, he got started during the 1850s gold rush, and he had an idea. He was noticing, he was a tailor, an immigrant from Germany, and he noticed that as the miners came out of the mines, they had these cotton trousers, and they were torn up. And what he really wanted to do was to meet a need, and they needed some tougher trousers. And so he got some heavy tent cloth and patented the process of using those little copper rivets to brad it together so that the pants wouldn't fall apart coming out of the mines. That idea made him more money during the gold rush than anybody who was looking for gold. And it was a simple idea, Dave.
Chuck, I love stories like that because God is a God of ideas. And if we need ideas, all we need to do is ask him.
Well, turn to Jeremiah 33:3, and you'll see that he gives to those who ask.
Well, in just a moment, we'll introduce you to our guest, John Gish of Woodland Stairs in Modesto, California. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Mr. John Gish, the president of Woodland Stairs out of Modesto, California. John, great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, take a minute to tell us about yourself and your family.
Well, I have been married for 23 years to my wife, Betsy, and wouldn't trade that for anything in the world. And we've been blessed with four children. My oldest is a son. He's 20. And then I have three daughters, Elsie, Sierra, and Elizabeth, that are 18, 14, and 10. And praise the Lord that at that age, right now I can say that everything is going really well with the kids. We've been through some trials, as I'm sure everybody goes through, but It's been a time of blessing, which has been nice based on things that we've been going through with the economy and whatnot. I guess the Lord knows that we can only handle so much at a time.
Well, John, you are a small business owner in a business that's tied to the construction industry. It's called Woodland Stairs, a custom stair manufacturing company. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we've been around for 20 years, and basically Woodland started when I was a trim carpenter, and the first contract I got when I started out on my own, the purchasing agent said, oh, by the way, our trim carpenters also install the stairs. Do you install stairs? And I said, yes, I install stairs.
And that day you started to install stairs, right?
And that's how I got into the business. It was as literally as simple as that. Now, the thing was is that I wasn't telling an untruth because I figured that either I would learn to install stairs or I would hire somebody that did. So we started out and as we did more and more stairs, we realized that to have a specialty business like that that required more skill was a benefit. And so we've tried a lot of things over the years. We've done hardwood flooring, so on and so forth. But we eventually just said, you know, we're going to do stairs and we're going to do them the best that we can and enable us to be extremely efficient at it.
Well, John, what size has the company grown to since that first day of saying, yes, we do stairs?
Well, that's a good question. If you had been asking me 2 years ago, I think it was in 2006, we did about $6.8 million in gross sales. We've been hit extremely hard and had to cut back over the last 2 years, but at the height, that's where we were at.
Well, John, you've been living there in California where so much of this downturn has kind of been centered. California had a huge real estate run-up, and then beginning in July of 06, it started downward. What kind of things have you seen? What have you kind of had to observe and live through as a small business owner since that downturn?
Well, the thing for us was that we projected business based on contracts that we had. And you sign contracts and you are going to do so many a month, et cetera, et cetera. And we had to, so we would move forward and we'd make decisions based on that over the past 2 years. Well, what happened was is that we never actually did a lot of those contracts. They were tore up and we would rebid at the job. And then those contracts were tore up, and on a lot of projects, we've bid as many as three times, and they have yet to be built. So it was very difficult to determine and make good decisions as quickly as what we needed to in a down economy. And what I've learned from that is that, I would probably, when things do turn around, it's made me much more conservative of a business person.
So, John, what has God been teaching you besides the physical conservative growth? And I think all of us are starting to look at the world differently and say, oh, my goodness, all the things I assumed about the future are no longer viable. I mean, you can't assume what used to be is going to be in the future. But you're a person who walks by faith. You're a business owner who looks to God for wisdom and insight. What's God been teaching you, John?
One thing that has been very clear to me, in management meetings, I've voiced this opinion many times, is that, we want to go back and we want to remember this time because I'm telling you, I do not have the answers to all the problems that we have and exactly how to solve them right now. And we absolutely have to trust in the Lord. But the thing that it really has brought home to me is that if I don't trust him now, or if when things were going well, I said I was trusting the Lord, but yet I had all the answers, was I really trusting him? And now we're sitting here and we don't have all the answers and we trust in the Lord and we will know 12 months, 2 years at some some point in time, here is the big picture, and here's what God is bringing us through, and here's why he brought us through it. And it brings me back to one point. When I started my business, I made a list of goals that I had for my business. Making money was not on that list of goals, or getting rich wasn't on that list of goals. What was on that list was, Lord, I do not want to make one more dollar than you want me to make. And I'll make as much money as you want me to make, but if you don't want me to make it, I won't make it. And I also want to be able to handle, if I am blessed with money, I want to be able to handle it in a way that's going to bring glory and honor to you. So whatever you have to take me through to do that, so that I remember that it's about you, God, not about me, then bring it on. And so I look at this period of time as a positive thing. It's something that extremely painful at times, but should be exciting as a Christian, because we're going to learn something, and God knows, and I trust in him for that, and it's going to be to the greater glory in the future.
Well, John, when we come back, I want to talk to you more about being in the construction industry and being in a specialty niche, because so many people are affected by this downturn. It's got enormous ripples, and there's many people listening today who are associated in some way to the growth in the construction industry and the housing market. And I want to get some further insights from you when we come back.
Okay.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back with John Gish.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is John Gish. He is the founder and president of Woodland Stairs out of Modesto, California. And John, before we left off, we were talking about being in the construction industry for this time. How hard hit has your business been since you're a specialty niche in the construction business, and especially in California?
Well, we have seen an 80% drop in the last 2 years in total revenue. And so we've had to, you know, we've been forced to look at alternative means of, you know, bringing in income.
Well, John, how have you done that? What has the Lord led you to do to be prepared for such an incredible drop?
Well, we had a lot of experience in a lot of stairs being as specialized as it is, and you know, it takes a real craftsman to do it. It's not hard to diversify into hardwood flooring. We have guys that have expertise in that, doing trim work. We have even started doing remodels and whatnot, kitchen, kind of specializing in kitchen remodels. So when things started slowing down, you know, it was obvious that there was going to be, you know, way fewer homes built. And so we had to take a look at what can we do, you know, in that home to generate more work. And it still has to be something that you know you can perform on. We didn't just go and say, we're going to be a tile company now, when we had no expertise in that area.
And John, have you also diversified? Have you had to branch out and do other things?
Yes. About 6 years ago now, we started, when things were going well, taking money and developing a real estate development company to to where we bought properties and develop them and so on. So we did that to, in order to diversify. And then we also are always looking open-minded and looking. We've been about 2 years into working on a business that's going to be called Dream Decks that will be coming out, hopefully, Lord willing, the first of the year.
So, John, you're going to actually launch something new that's somewhat tied to the housing industry as well.
Yes.
Okay. So you've had to really pray about that and to be bold and courageous to move forward at a time like this. Is there any advice that you would give our listeners right now who may be thinking about starting a business in this current economy?
Well, one of the first things that strikes me is you can't let your surroundings today dictate the decisions that you make for tomorrow. And you can determine, as I have, that whether I am successful and whether I'm able to do business is not going to be predicated on the economy turning around. I'm not one of the things that I've learned going through this for quite a while. I was like, okay, well, we get down to this level, you know, we cut, and then, you know, the economy, if it just turns around and a little uptick, then that's going to take care of the problem. And I'm no longer looking to the economy to take care of the problem. And so by not looking to the economy to take care of the problem, you make decisions differently. And I'm determined that I'm going to come up with a viable plan to make money in this economy. Money can be made. You just have to, you know, be diligent and have your eyes open.
So you're basing your projections much more on current reality than future hope.
Exactly.
Well, John, I think it's important for our listeners to know how you're walking through this by faith. How are you applying your walk with Christ into all the decisions you're faced with? You're downsizing on one hand, you're diversifying into another area, you're also getting ready to launch something new in a very trying time. How are you processing all that before the Lord?
Well, to go back to starting when I started my business, I really wanted to, my whole goal was to have a business that brought glory to God. And I am as average of a person, you know, as anybody can be. I've made mistakes and, you know, you learn from it and go on. But it kind of comes back to, the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. And my heart has always been to have a business that brought glory to him. And so in doing that, and I started out, and I literally, and I still maintain to this day, the best business book that you can buy is the Bible. And so if you start with that premise, then everything that you do is going to be dictated on that. And so when things do get tough, I turn to the Lord, and I say, you know what, Lord? This has always been about you and about what you want me to go through to be successful. And my idea of success is making money. The Lord has put on my heart to make money to further the kingdom. And I have a foundation. It's called Plant a Seed, where I've done that based on the influence of my father and whatnot. And so that is really the main crux of what I do for the Lord, is to make money so that we can do these projects all over the world and locally.
So, John, you're seeking first the kingdom of God, allowing him to show you what to do so that you have the income, so that you're making the income to advance his purposes for your life?
That's correct.
Well, John, it has been a delight to have you on the program, and thank you for being so transparent today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Money Life. Our guest today has been John Gish. He is the founder and president of Woodland Stairs out of Modesto, California. When we come back, we're going to talk further about some of the things that you can do to weather this economic storm. Even if you're considering starting a business, it still can be done. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here with Chuck Bentley. Chuck, as we close out the program today, let's continue our discussion about starting a new business in a down economy.
Well, so many people believe this is a bad time to start a business. They're fearful. They think that all the markets are dried up, all the opportunities are gone, but nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, recessions, listen to this, Dave, recessions are typically the strongest times for a new business to start.
Wow.
The competition is less, labor pool is greater, there's some good talent available, and also the prices have come down usually, so it doesn't quite take as much startup capital. 16 of the 30 corporations that currently make up the Dow Jones Industrial Average got started or launched during a recession. Disney began during the recession of 1923-1924. That was a bad one. Hewlett-Packard was begun during the Great Depression in 38, and Microsoft, the powerhouse it is today, began in the recession of 1975. So this is no time to pull back. It may be a time, if God's actually been putting it on your heart to do something like that, to step out and do it. And here's a couple of tips. Number one, if you're already a small business owner, and it looks like it's getting bad and you need to do something else, just figure out a way to diversify, like you just heard John Gish said.
Right.
I love what he did. You know, I've been good at stairs. Now I'm going to be good at decks. I thought it was a wonderful insight. Secondly, if you're still employed and are just thinking you need to start a business in order to have a hedge in case you lose your job and find yourself into that ever-growing list of jobless people, then moonlight. Start something part-time. Start testing. Start trying it out and see what might take hold. Here's a couple of other ideas directly from the scripture. Number one, work 6 days and not five. You know, it's amazing how many people don't realize that. The Lord said to work 6 days and rest one. In our culture, we work five and rest or play one and then take Sundays off. Work full 6 days. Just make Saturday your work day to start your moonlighting or to start diversifying. Just get up and go to work like it's a normal work day. Secondly, work evenings. That's what most people have to do in moonlighting. That's right out of Ecclesiastes 11:6, to sow your seed in the morning and don't be idle in the evening. And then third, find an idea that makes or saves other people money. Let me emphasize this point. During a recession, people, just like you, are concerned about how to make more money or how to save more money. What a great business idea. If you can help solve that for other people, you're in business, because that's a foundational need, especially during a recession. And if you know how to do that, share it with somebody else and you'll make a good living.
You know, those are good points. If you missed some of those or couldn't quite write them down, you can always go to crown.org and you'll find that information on the homepage. Also, be sure to check out our new Hope, Help, and Insight feature there on crown.org. There you'll find information for navigating these difficult financial times. It's all at crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, thanks for listening to this edition of Money Life.